Kalo Perik Dalad Mishnah He continues the discussion that began in the previous Mishnah. Shnei Kavin, if a guy has two does, each one too small to be chayev and chalo. They are approximately 80% of the right size, but not enough. And he has these two individual separate does. Shenitlo chaloso shel ze b'fnei atzmo v'shel ze b'fnei atzmo. And he wrongly took chala from each one. Even though neither one is chayev in chala, he took out chala from each one separately too early. Then he realized what he had done. He had taken challah out of a too small dough. So chazar v'asan iso achas. So he took the two small doughs and combined them into one big one. And then wants to count the challah l'mafreya retroactively for this new combined challah chayiv dough. So Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Akiva says the two challah small portions he took out before are enough to take care of the challah requirement. L'mafreya, retroactively, that old challah becomes enough challah for the new dough now. But the chachamim, consistent with what they said in the previous Mishnah, say you can't do that. At the time that he took challah out of the small doughs, neither one was chayev in challah. So the challah that he separated was nothing. It was chulin. It never had the status of challah at all. Now that he finds that he's combined them into one big dough, it turns out it's too late. The challah he took off never took any effect. So nimtza, what we find then, according to Rabbi Akiva, at least, is chumro kulo. His chumra is really his kula. Since he's machmir to say that if you take out challah from a small dough, that it does get the status of challah, it turns out that he's mekil in this case. Once you combine them, he doesn't have to do it again. So we say that his chumrah for small doughs, making it challah, turns out to be a kula for the one newly combined big one. On the other hand, the chachamim are opposite. They are makil with the challah from the small doughs to say it's not challah, it's not kodesh, you could use it for anything you want. But now that he combines them, now he would be chayev to take out a new challah on the new double-sized dough. So their kula becomes a chumrah in this case, and we paskin like the chachamim. Mishnah Vav deals with the subject of taking out challah from a dough of demai. Now this is kind of a strange situation. Normally demai means that you buy something from Am Ha'aretz and you're not sure if he took out the proper maestros. Am Ha'aretz, a minimum of them, not the maximum, but a small number, a significant minority, were suspected of not taking out maestros, but they were always believed to have taken out truma. The problem is, to say that we suspect an Am Ha'aretz of not taking out challah is a little strange, because challah is like truma. And we usually assume that all Amoratzim would take out challah as well. They know that anything truma related, they don't want to get kares, and that a zar is not allowed to eat it. So why wouldn't an Am Ha'aretz take out challah? Why would there be demai there? So there's a difference in the Rishonim about how to interpret this. The Rambam says it's challah of demai, meaning that you are in doubt. Your demai is that you don't remember, did I take challah out yet or not? So it comes into doubt. Or there are witnesses. Some people say that this dough you are buying had challah taken out, while the other witnesses say that it wasn't. So then the question is, what do we do with this situation? The Meiri argues that it is talking about dough brought from an Am Ha'aretz. Am Ha'aretzim separate truma from grain, but they're not careful enough to separate challah, according to the Meiri. The issur of not eating truma, it says very explicitly in the Torah that you'll get kares. But the punishment for eating challah is only done through a drasha. It's not openly stated in the Torah, so maybe Am Ha'aretzim are careless about that. So either way, what is our situation? Notel adam kedei challah me'isa shelo hurma, chalosa la'asosa betahara. A person can take an amount of dough for challah from a dough that was shelo hurma chalosa, a dough where the challah had not been taken out, la'asosa betahara, so that he can make it in tahara. Why is he doing this? Lios makrish aleha b'holei chalas demai. So he can continuously separate it from challah of demai ad shetisarach, until it spoils. What is the situation here? A person can take a tahar dough or a portion of a tahar dough that is tevel, that definitely is chayev challah, and he can put it aside so that he will designate challah for his questionable dough when the situation comes up. He's got a dough of demai, whether that means bought from an am haaretz or whether that means where he's not sure what to do, and we say that he can take out from something that's definitely chayiv and use it to also cover something that is a maybe in that case. So he can continuously separate it. What means that he can continuously separate it? That he will continuously designate it as challah for his questionable tamei dough of demai. The situation in this case is that the demai dough is tamei. He's got a definite tahar dough over here. The demai dough, he can't take off challah just in case maybe he already did. But it's also tamei, so he's got a problem with that. His tahar dough, he definitely does have to take off challah. But he wants to take care of the questionable tamei dough as well. So what does he do? He can treat it as challah. It's all a case of doubt, although the challah he's taken off has a definite challah status to it. And he can wait ad shetisarach until it spoils. Even though the tahar dough is starting to spoil and is inferior to the demai dough that it's kind of covering, then he can use it. So he can do it whether the tahar dough is perfectly fresh. He can use it whether the tahar dough has started to spoil. The only case where he wouldn't be able to get away with this to use his tahar dough to cover the maybe demai dough is if it's completely spoiled. If it's completely rotten and completely spoiled and can't be fit for human consumption, then it wouldn't be challah. So he wouldn't be able to take care of his tamei dough that way. Why? Shechalas demai nitelas min atahar al atamei v'shalom min hamukav. When it comes to challah of demai, because it's a doubtful situation, we make kulas there. We say that you can take from the tahar on the tamei. So the tahar dough that he's using that's definite challah can pater the maybe dough that is a demai, even if it's tamei. Normally you can't take min atahar al atamei, but on demai we're being makil. And also shalom and amukav, you can take it even if they're not in proximity and not even touching. Because the challah that we're taking out on demai is questionable from the very beginning. Since the challah liability of this dough is questionable, we make all kinds of kulos to allow him to take out real challah and cover this demai dough as well.